The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Would you build a house without a foundation? Would you have a child and not name it? Would you let a stranger squat on your property? No, of course not. So why should the internet be any different? Every week, speak with top domain experts. Learn how to make money with domains. Know your legal rights. Each week, join our expert host to be master of your domain. Right here on Domain Masters.
Hello and welcome to Domain Masters, the show where you learn how to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Morgan Linton, and today we'll be talking about none other than domain monetization. For those who know me, you know that I am nuts about monetization. The idea of taking a domain, essentially a piece of raw land in the virtual world, and turning it into something meaningful that gets ranked, that gets visitors, and of course, gets revenue. And before I get into that, I want to talk about the news, and I'm going to look at the news from a little different perspective. Normally, we're talking about domaining as the idea of buying and selling domain names, and the idea for today's show is all about monetization and how you can make money with your existing domain names. There's a lot of people out there with portfolios full of domain names, and they've had them parked forever. And they keep buying names, and they may have some really great domain names, but what they might not have is great revenue. And with traffic, people oftentimes equate this as, hey, if I have traffic, I have revenue, and that's not always true, especially now as more and more people are going to search and that traffic is dwindling. You want to recapture that traffic and make sure you're focused on ways to make money with it. So how do you look at monetization in the news? If you look at a site like domaining.com, which I read every day as a member of the domaining industry, I see a ton of articles about buying and selling domain names. And this name sold for this, and that name sold for that. Well, one of the places you can look, and you should look, is Flippa. This is actually a site that I use every day, not just myself to buy and sell developed sites, but also to look at what's selling and what people are buying. And today, for my news piece, I wanted to highlight a domain that just recently sold on Flippa, which is downloadtube.org. This domain sold this week for $9,000 on Flippa, and it was registered in September. Okay, so somebody was able to go through and, in a few months, take a domain name that they hand-registered for $10 and sell it for $9,000 on Flippa. Now, I know what people are thinking. When you hear any of these kind of sales, you think, okay, this must be a scam. They tricked somebody. Well, there were 26 bidders on this, so that would be a lot of people to scam. And if you look into the listing, you'll see that what they did is they built a business. And that's really the difference between developing and building a website and developing and monetizing a website. There's a lot of people out there that can build a website, and there's a lot of tools that make it easy to build a website. Building a business is something different. And if you want to monetize your domains, it really comes down to building a business. So let's look at this example as a case study. Let's take a look at downloadtube.org. Well, what is this? Well, they registered the name just a few months ago. What did they do in that time period? Well, they put up a simple one-page site with a service behind it. And the service is a simple service that a lot of people need to use, which is the ability to download streaming videos from sites like YouTube onto their desktop, onto your computer. This is something where they've identified a need. Okay, there's people online who need this. And they thought, okay, if we can provide this for our customers and charge a fee for it, that works. Well, that's only half of the equation, right? And the whole methodology of if you build it, they will come doesn't really work. You can have a great exact match domain name and excellent content, but that doesn't necessarily mean visitors. And especially when you're looking at a three-month time window here, you have to do something to really engage visitors, to really get traffic in order to see revenue. And of course, a domain name or a site on Flippa doesn't sell for $9,000 unless there's some revenue there. And this was making $350 a month. So what did they do? Did they optimize the heck out of the site? Do every single SEO tweak they could? Nope. They didn't do that. If you look at it, they didn't do that at all. Okay, maybe they packed on the content and laid it on with just solid, great, SEO-rich content. That's got to be it. Got some bold text, some anchor text. Nope, they didn't do that either. Well, what about a lot of link love? That's the best, right? Google loves links. But you know what? They didn't do that either. What they did is they got social. And this is how things are changing. This is how the game is changing now. What they did is they made a Facebook app that actually linked into the service that they're offering on their site. And with that, they got followers, over 1,000 followers, actually. And from this, they got customers, and they were able to translate that into sales. Now, it doesn't seem like a lot more they're adding on. But if you look at it a little bit closer, you'll see that what they're doing is they're taking a website, a very simple website that you could have built by somebody on Odesk for, say, $50 to $100. Okay, but if you were to take that website, just pay the $50 to $100 and put it up there and go, there you go, you wouldn't have anything because you don't have a business. And so you really have no way to generate traffic. Now, if you do want to generate traffic, most people look immediately to SEO, which I think is absolutely important, essential, great way to generate traffic. But I think what this example highlights is the power of social media and how that can help you turn what was once a flat domain name into an actual revenue-generating online brand. And so when you're looking in the domaining world and you're looking at your own portfolio and saying, okay, well, how can I make money with these domains? A great way to see models of people that are doing this are on sites like Flippa. You can see what domain names have sold for, but we all know that really the value of domain is in the eye of the beholder. Nobody can tell you what the exact value of a name is. If I own a business that has to do with fishing, and I happen to have a business, say, in Los Angeles that has to do with fishing, losangelesfishing.com may have a lot more value to me than just about anybody else on the planet. And so while I may pay $5,000 for it, there may be someone that won't even pay $10 for it. When it comes to a domain name that's developed and has revenue and you're actually monetizing, then you're looking at a whole different story because then you're evaluating it as a business. You're not saying, hey, how does that name sound? Or, hey, is that related to my niche? You're saying, is this providing the revenue I expect? And if you think about it, if you have something that is giving you a passive income of $200, $300, $400, $500 a month, at the end of the day, you may not care as much what niche it's in. You care more about the business behind it and the potential to grow. And so I think for this site, you look at something that's making only $350 a month, and you go, well, how can you sell that for $9,000? How could you build something that quickly that generates that kind of revenue? And they did it all with social media. And so I think that it's important when you're looking at monetizing your names and you're looking at treating these like a brand, you start with the site, and from there, you get social, you expand it, and you become recognized as a brand. And things like Facebook and Twitter are completely free tools that allow you to do this. Well, what I'm going to talk about on the rest of this program is how you can look at your own portfolio and identify which domain names really have the most monetization potential. And this is one of the most confusing things for domainers, especially people that have been buying and selling domains for years. Because while you may be able to identify a name that to you looks like a good flip, you see the name and you go, you know what? I have buyers that buy names similar to that. Maybe it's a geo-targeted law name, and you have someone that for the last 5 years has been buying those for you, and you know, I can sell that for $1,000. I'm going to buy it for $200. That works. The model changes when you look at monetization. For monetization, what you're really doing is you're starting to enter the SEO world, and you're caring a little bit less and less about who your specific buyer could be and more about what your niche is and how you can build a business in your niche. And then you're looking at a whole different set of metrics rather than just looking at search volume and CPC or related sales. Now you're looking at things like competition and how many incoming links do the people on the first page of Google have, and who are potential partners? How many searches are there, and really what can you expect to get? And determining that about the names in your portfolio and then setting an action plan is a challenging thing to do, but I'm going to help you through it. And so by the end of this episode, it's just a half an hour episode, by the end of this episode, you'll know how to identify which domains in your portfolio are a good fit to develop, and you'll also understand the very, very, very basics about how to do this. Now, obviously, that's not enough time to give you any depth in this, but it is enough to get you started and get you thinking. And I will, of course, give you the warning not to go nuts. Start with one name and then prove it. That keeps you safe. Same advice I would give to anyone starting in the domaining world. Start with a few domain names and prove it out. A lot of people go in with 1,000 names or 500 names. And a lot of people, when they go with development, want to make 10 WordPress sites, 20 WordPress sites. Start with one site. Make sure you're generating revenue. Take that winning model and repeat it. That's the formula for success. After the commercial break, we'll get started and I'll show you how to identify domain names from your portfolio that are perfect for monetization.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately, no contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com. Celebrating the best in online advertising, the Web Marketing Association presents the 2011 Internet Advertising Competition Awards. Submit your banner ads, email ads, rich media, online newsletters, websites, and social media campaigns now by going to www.iacaward.org. Deadline for entries is January 28th, 2011. All winners will have their entry highlighted on the Internet Advertising Competition website, as well as receive a handsome trophy to display or a personalized certificate of achievement. Be honored among your online advertising peers by submitting your entry today into the Web Marketing Association's 2011 IAC Awards. Go to www.iacaward.org now.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
CEO Coach, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
You're still master of your domain.
Yes, master of my domain.
Here's your host.
All right, welcome back to Domain Masters, the program where we teach you how to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Morgan Linton, and in this episode, we're talking about domain monetization. Well, in the first segment, I talked about domain monetization actually in the context of selling a monetized domain and how to find that in the news, how to see the trends, really who's buying, who's selling, and what's selling. And where you look for that, it's all Flippa. That's where I do my research, and I think that's where most people that really want to get into monetization should look. You'll be able to see successful models, domain names that have actually been flipped on Flippa. And it's a different flipping than most domainers think of. This is actually taking a domain, turning it into a business, and then watching it sell as a huge multiple of its revenue. The example I gave was downloadtube.org, which was purchased in September and sold this December, just this week, for $9,000. That happens all the time on Flippa, and a lot of domainers out there have domains in their portfolio that would be perfect for monetization. And I'm going to help you determine how you can figure out which domains are a good fit for monetization. So let's get started. All right, you have your whole portfolio. You're completely overwhelmed. You're not alone. This is where a lot of domainers start, end, Maybe they're somewhere in the middle, but this is where a lot of domainers have a day of reckoning, where they look at their portfolio, and maybe they've had some good sales, they've made some good purchases, they've made some good friends, but they look at their portfolio and they go, wait a second, I'm not making enough money with these domains. And a lot of times, that's because they've been parked for a long time and nothing's really being done with the domains. And so then, there's a sense of panic, where a domainer looks at their portfolio, they see they're not making money, they're used to having greater revenues or better sales, and they go, well, maybe I just can't do it anymore, or maybe it's just not as valuable. And while that may be true for some domains in your portfolio, it's probably not true for all of them. And it's really important to be able to identify which domains in your portfolio could be turned into a business and which couldn't. Well, the first thing I do is a test that I think every domainer should do, which I like to call the money test. Okay, and this is a bit like the billboard test in domaining. And the billboard test in domaining is that when you drive by you're on the freeway, you drive by a billboard and you see a domain, and will you remember it? That's the billboard test. Well, for me, for monetization, I have what I like to call the money test. And the money test is, can you think of immediately a way that you would make money with the domain? It's that simple. Okay, and so I'll give you a great example. I develop and monetize domains in the credit and debt space. That's one of the niches that I specialize in. So if you gave me a domain name like Los Angeles Credit Cards or creditcarddebt.com, any of those, then I could give it the money test and go, okay, can I make money with it? And I go, yes. I can name three different affiliate programs that I can use to make money with this, and I know two different lead generation programs that I personally use. I know the exact percentages they pay out. I know exactly how much money other people are making with those. Yes, ding, 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 that passes the money test. Now let's look at like another one. Let's look at boysenberries.com. Well, if I put that through the money test, I go boysenberries.com. And then I start to begin sentences with things like, I guess. Once you start doing that, you're going down a dangerous path. So here's my logic if I was going to try to have it pass the money test with boysenberries.com. I'd say, well, I guess I could buy boysenberries and then ship them. And I guess there's probably some shipping packages that I can use to put them in that'll keep them cool for a distance. I guess the shipping wouldn't be too high. And once you start going down that path, you don't have a business. You have to make sure you get past those I guesses and turn them into I know. And that's the money test. So go through your domains and look at those. If you are not familiar with affiliate programs or anything like that, I would actually highly recommend that you listen to Webmaster Radio. There's a ton of other programs besides Domain Masters on Webmaster Radio that can help expose you to the affiliate world, the SEO world. And this is a great way if you don't know, hey, I don't know how to make money with any of my domains. I don't know any programs out there. That's a great resource to look at. And there's also a ton of other resources online and conferences that you can go to, like Affiliate Convention, that will allow you to actually meet with affiliates, understand that market more. And the more you know, the easier it is for you to go, oh, I know how to make money with that. So once you've gone through that, gone through the money test, if you don't know anything, don't worry. I have a very analytical way for you to solve this. Once you're done with that, take the following list of domains. And if you don't know, then take the entire list of domains. And what we're going to do now is we're going to plug this into the Google AdWord keyword tool. Okay, what I've done is, having done this for the last 3 years, which is actually pairing up exact match domain names with a website and business, I've developed kind of a metric for success, and that's essentially a baseline where I don't really want to put the time or energy into developing a site unless there's a certain threshold of traffic I can expect. And Google makes a completely free tool that allows you to view this data. It's called the Google AdWord Keyword Tool, and all you have to do is go to Google, type in Google AdWord Keyword Tool, you'll see the tool pop up. And what this allows you to do is to see how many people are searching for a given keyword or set of keywords in Google. What you'll want to do is enter your keywords, the keywords that are in your domain name itself, in here, and look at how many results come back. What you'll want to do is, on the left-hand side, you'll see some checkboxes. You want to make sure to keep exact match only checked. You do not want to have broad or phrase on there. And take a look. Generally, what you're looking for is a domain with search volume above 500, or a phrase with a search volume above 500, and a CPC above $5. Now, while this is not necessarily mean that something below those marks couldn't be a great site or couldn't be turned into a great business, but what I'm looking for here is to help you identify the low-hanging fruit. If you have some names in your portfolio that have an exact match search volume of 10,000 and a CPC of $20, I can tell you those probably have a lot more ways to make money with them than a name that you may love in your portfolio that only has 200 exact match searches and a CPC of $2. Why? Because advertisers are willing to pay more, and a CPC shouldn't be used as anything other than an indicator of advertiser interest, as well as an indicator of how much a customer is worth to an advertiser. But don't use this as, oh, everyone that goes to my site, if the CPC is $20, everybody that comes to my site, I'll make $20 off of them. That's not the right way to think about it. The way to think about it is that if an advertiser is willing to spend $20 a click, and it takes 100 clicks until they get a customer, then they're willing to spend a lot of money just acquiring a single customer. And so then you know that that's a niche where there's a good amount of money and a good amount of potential to be able to build out and monetize that traffic. We're going to take another commercial break, and after the break, I'll let you guys know how to identify those domains and then the basics to build them out.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
From domains to digital marketing, social media to blogging, you can reach this broad audience by using what you're listening to right now. Reach the thousands of internet marketers that download and listen live to the premier on-air and on-demand podcast network, WebmasterRadio.fm, with the Internet Marketing Channel, featuring shows like The Joel Comm Show, the WordPress Community Podcast, and more. Our ad campaigns are fully integrated with multiple avenues of exposure, from slick, effective 30-second commercials to detailed, informative 30-minute town hall meetings. Expose your products and services to listeners and podcasters of not just shows like Market Edge and Domain Masters, but anyone looking for ways to market their business with your product. Contact sales at webmasterradio.fm to find out more.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today. Please hold while we connect you to one of the most sought-after experts in SEO, analytics, and web development. Office Hours with Vanessa Fox, Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
So you're still master of your domain.
Yes, master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Welcome back to Domain Masters, the show where we teach you how to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Morgan Linton, and today we're talking about domain monetization, how to take your portfolio of dusty domains, dust them off, and turn some of those into revenue generators. Well, I was talking about how to find domain monetization stories in the news, trends, what's going on there, is pointing a flip out of that, and also discussing a little bit about how to identify domains in your portfolio. And what I talked about is the money test. Can you take a look at your domains and go, hey, that can make money using this method? If you can, that's the first test. Next, I was talking about using the Google AdWords keyword tool to take a look at your search volume and understand how many people are searching for a given term and what the CPC is, and using that CPC to determine niches that are willing to pay more per customer, which means that you're probably going to make more money as a percentage. Okay. So you've gone through the test, and what you now should have is the domains in your portfolio that you know how to make money with and that have a search volume above $500 and a CPC above $5. There you go. Now you're at a starting point. Okay, what you want to do now is pick just one. And this is the hardest thing to do because you want to pick 10 or 20. You want to go after everything. But you have to pick one, and you have to start with one model, build that out, and then repeat the successful model. So pick one, and the one that you pick should not be the one that has the highest search volume and not necessarily the one that has the highest CPC. Instead, you want to pick something that's in a market where you can rank well. And the way to check this, there's a very easy way to check this, and you can get as granular as you want, but a simple way just to get started is to go to Google and type in the keyword you'd like to rank well for and look who's on that first page of Google. Okay, if you see that there are some major, major sites that have tens of thousands of links going back to them, and those are all above the fold, you're probably not going to get above the fold. But if you do notice that in your niche, and usually this is for keywords that have an exact match search of below 10,000, you may find that some of the folks above the fold don't have huge, extensive sites and don't have a ton of links, and those are niches where you have more potential, and that's really where you want to first build. So I know the tendency will be to take that name where you go, oh, this is my money name. But your money name may be in a niche that has 200,000 searches a month and some major, major players with PageRank 8 domains sitting on the entire first page of Google. Could take you a year or two to outrank them unless you really know what you're doing. And that's why you want to start with a smaller niche where you have some potential, but you know you can monetize. Well, how do you get started? Well, if you don't know HTML and CSS and Photoshop, which you really should know if you're going to build a website yourself, then you can use free tools. And what I would suggest to get started is something like WordPress. Now, I wouldn't suggest you have hundreds of WordPress sites out there. I'm just suggesting to get started, you can use WordPress, which is a blogging tool that also lends itself very easily to rapid website development. The great thing about WordPress is you have a centralized interface you can log into, and you can easily make any changes you want without having to write any code. So anyone that has their huge portfolio of domains and goes, oh no, now I have to learn HTML and CSS, you don't have to learn it. You can use WordPress. Another great advantage is that they have some beautifully designed themes, which you can apply. Usually the themes are under $100, and you get a really nice design look and feel for your site. Then what you need to do is add content and then start getting link partnerships. You can either hire someone to do link building and SEO for you, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and contact other people within your niche and try to get links back from them. That's the basic way to get started, though. Doesn't have to be too complicated, but you do have to make sure that you are picking the right domain to develop. The advantage that domaining and domain names gives you in the domain in the monetization world as a whole is that exact match domain is criteria that search engines use for ranking. While Bing gives a lot more emphasis than Google does, it still makes a difference, it still shows relevancy, and if you can pair an exact match domain with a website that has good content and solid links, that's a recipe for success. But remember, you have to get started with one site, make sure you have a way to make money on that site, and do not build any other sites until you're making the kind of money you expect to make on that one site. If you're repeating a winning model, then you can win. Repeat a losing model, and you could end up with a ton of developed sites that aren't making a dime. And that's the basics of domain monetization. I hope you've all enjoyed this show, and you're enjoying the holidays. We're getting very, very close to Christmas. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on. I know I could cover a lot more on this show, but I wanted to keep it laser-focused, just talk about monetization, so when you are sipping your eggnog and looking back on your year, look at your portfolio and know there's a lot of hope. All you have to do is find the right names to monetize, and then you can get some nice passive income machines running in 2011. Thanks for listening to Domain Masters. I've been your host, Morgan Linton, and this is Domain Masters, the show that teaches you how to be the master of your domain.